Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Hello everyone and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for a lesson called Country Roads, Take Me Home. Actually, it's kind of based on the song Take Me Home, Country Roads. That's the actual title for this song. And they sing a little bit about West Virginia, which is where Carolyn is from. What do you think about this song, Carolyn?
Well, I really like this song, Gabe. It's very popular in West Virginia. Most of the people who live there know it. But some of the lyrics, the words in this song are a little odd. The Shenandoah River, there's only a small part that goes through one area of West Virginia.
Really?
And the Blue Ridge Mountains, well, you can see them from West Virginia, but they are mostly in the state of Virginia, which is the neighboring state.
Oh, interesting. Yes, West Virginia and Virginia indeed are two different states, but actually, Pauline, who wrote today's lesson, is talking about her experiences in Virginia, and she will experience some of these places that the song sings about. Well, let's get started in our lesson for today.
Country Roads, Take Me Home. Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Fall is probably the most beautiful season of the year. The cooler temperatures make it perfect for people to enjoy nature. For Asians, Moon Festival makes autumn a unique season. But here, not much attention is given to Moon Festival. Instead, Americans appreciate this season in a different way. As the tree leaves change color, it is time for a fall leaf tour. One of North America's most popular spots is Shenandoah National Park.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. The cool fall weather is a great time to appreciate the wonders of nature. In this month's Life in America article, we join Pauline and her family as they enjoy and describe for us the new but exciting experience of autumn in America. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Unique. Unique is an adjective. That band has a unique sound because the members use unusual instruments. Instead. Instead is an adverb. It rained, so we couldn't go to the beach. Instead, we went to see a movie. Admire. Admire is a verb. Many people climb Huangshan to admire the view. Shade. Shade is a noun. The artist mixed white and blue paint to get the shade he wanted. Your more information words are Shenandoah National Park. Shenandoah National Park is a noun. Leaf peeper. Leaf peeper is a noun. Overlook. Overlook is a noun. Let's get started with the article.
Fall is a beautiful time of year, and Pauline is spending it in Virginia at Shenandoah National Park. Well, let's go back to the beginning of our article, and we see the line that Gabe and I sang at the beginning here. Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Beautiful, beautiful area.
That's right. It does sound pretty beautiful. And Pauline will be sharing about some of these places. Just another note about West Virginia. It is a separate state from Virginia. These things, the Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River, they would be found in western Virginia. So there's another state, Virginia. It's in the west part of that state. We could call it the western part of Virginia.
Right. But, well, she is in western Virginia, not West Virginia, my home state. Beautiful. Both are beautiful. And we read here, fall is probably the most beautiful season of the year. And as you can see in some of these pictures, fall is a beautiful season. And what does that mean, Gabe?
Well, that means it's going to be a little bit cooler outside. We read here, the cooler temperatures make it perfect for people to enjoy nature. It's true, sometimes you get out on a summer day to enjoy nature, but you can't really enjoy it because it's too hot and humid outside. But the fall is perfect to enjoy nature.
It certainly is. And for Asians, Moon Festival makes autumn a unique season. So if you live in Asia, if you celebrate the Moon Festival, then this is a unique season for you. And we have a keyword right there. Unique. What is unique, Gabe?
Well, it means special, different, set apart, not like anything else. So, of course, something that you hear often, especially in schools growing up, is you are a unique person. Carolyn, you are unique.
Oh, well, thank you, Gabe. You are also a unique person, and I think that your pants are very unique.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you. These are very unique pants. Well, how can everyone be unique? Wouldn't that mean that none of us are unique? Ah, this is a question that some people have. But it's true, everyone is unique. Everyone is special. And here we're talking about the special or the unique season of autumn. But we continue, but here, not much attention is given to Moon Festival. Okay, so of course, Asians like to celebrate Moon Festival. We're not talking about Moon Festival in this lesson.
That's right. And you've said a great phrase that we want to look at. Give attention to something. So let's look at that. To give attention to something.
All right. To give attention to. That means your attention is focusing on one thing. So you might say in class, you should give attention to your teacher. Or someone is giving a speech in your class. Give your attention to the speaker. But maybe outside of class, you want to give attention to other people. Maybe the government is encouraging people to give attention to the poor in your neighborhood or people who need help. Give attention to those people.
Mm-hmm. And here we read, attention is given to. Either way is fine to use. And you might say that the artist has given great attention to detail in his painting, mm-hmm. or attention was given to the detail in this painting. There are many ways to use this type of phrase. Well, continuing on. Instead, Americans appreciate this season in a different way. So it's not special because of the Moon Festival. There is another reason.
There is another reason, and we have another word from our word bank here. It's the word instead. And so, you use this word when you're talking about replacing one thing with another. So you might say, use this instead. Or you could say, use this instead of that one. Often, we just use the word instead, but it's short for instead of. So, for example, this sentence could read, instead of giving attention to Moon Festival, Americans give attention to fall in another way.
That's right. Well, perhaps you are trying to plan a trip and you wanted to go hiking, but instead you are going to go to the beach. You change your plans. Instead of going hiking, you go to the beach.
All right. Well, we're going to continue learning about how Americans celebrate autumn, especially in this part of Virginia. As the tree leaves change color, it is time for a fall leaf tour. Carolyn, what is a leaf tour?
Well, a tour is when you go around and look at different things. And here they're going to be going around and looking at the leaves on trees. This might sound a little bit strange, but here in Virginia and many parts of the United States, The leaves on the trees change color in fall, and they are beautiful to go look at.
Yes. Well, we're going to continue here. One of North America's most popular spots is Shenandoah National Park. And actually, Shenandoah includes part of the Blue Ridge Mountains. So, just like we heard about in the song, I guess Pauline is going to experience some of this as well. Right now, it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 unique 这个形容词。UNI 这个字首有一个的意思，所以 unique 是指独特的或者是独一无二的。例如 the jazz singer's unique voice is very charming. 这位爵士歌手独特的声音非常的迷人。或者是 the region has its own unique dialect and customs. 这个区域有自己独特的方言跟风俗习惯。它的名词是字尾加上 N-E-S-S。例如Each student's uniqueness should be recognized and respected. 每个学生的独特之处应该被认知而且被尊重。接下来我们看的是 instead 这个副词。Instead 是指反而或者是却。例如 After winning the lottery, Jonah didn't quit his job. Instead, he has kept working at the same company. 赢了乐透之后 ,Jonah 并没有辞掉工作,反而还在原来的公司继续上班。Instead 后面如果加上 of 就变成一个介系词片语，例如 Margaret got laid off, but instead of feeling down, she went on a vacation. Margaret 被裁员了，但是她不但不意志消沉，反而度假去了。
In our lesson, Country Roads, Take Me Home, we're learning about what makes America unique in the season of autumn. Of course, our author mentions that many Asians celebrate the Moon Festival in autumn. Why would she say that, or why would she mention that? Well, because she herself is Asian, so she's used to celebrating the Moon Festival. But now she's in Virginia, and they're going to visit the Shenandoah National Park. We're going to learn a little bit more about this in the next part of our lesson, so let's get started right now.
Country Roads, Take Me Home. John Denver described it in his song, Take Me Home, Country Roads. Skyline Drive, which runs through the park, attracts over 2 million visitors every year. They go to admire the fall leaves. Like most leaf peepers, we left early on a Saturday. A long line of cars was already waiting to enter the park. We drove at a leisurely pace and enjoyed the gold, orange, and red leaves. Overlooks provided places to take pictures. Around bends, valleys of different shades of colors caught our eye.
Sounds like Pauline and her family are enjoying a beautiful view of these leaves in Shenandoah National Park. Well, let us begin at the beginning of this section of the reading. John Denver described it in his song, Take Me Home, Country Roads. So, she is getting ready to describe some of the things that she got to enjoy that are also included in the words or the lyrics of John Denver's song. Are you familiar with this song, Gabe?
Yeah, I was just going to say that is a very famous singer, and I am very familiar with this song, Take Me Home, Country Roads. Actually, it's a popular or a famous song in many different areas of the world. I know that the president of Taiwan loves this song, Take Me Home, Country Roads. And you were mentioning something about going to Japan, and people like it there too?
It's true. When I went to Japan, I went and sang some karaoke with my friends, and they all knew this song. I was very surprised. And when I introduced myself as being from West Virginia, they knew that West Virginia was a state because of this song.
Interesting. So it is world famous. It's got a very catchy tune and very positive message. Well, let's continue learning. Skyline Drive, which runs through the park, attracts over 2 million visitors every year. So, not a few people go to this park.
No, it is very popular, and I think especially in the fall. Now, It's time for us to go see Liz in the grammar gym.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the grammar gym. My name is Liz. The writer mentions in today's article, the Skyline Drive, which runs through the park, attracts over 2 million visitors every year. That's a grammar tip sentence. Today, our focus is on the word to run. In this sentence, we're not talking about moving with your feet in a very fast way. No. Instead, run is used to describe how something long and skinny goes through an area. In today's sentence, what is long and skinny? It's Skyline Drive, and it goes through the park. It runs through the park. We can also use run to describe a river, like a river runs through the middle of the jungle. We can use run to describe a power line, like the power lines run along the east side of the building. If you turn to today's grammar tip section, you'll find more example sentences there. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, before the Grammar Gym, we were talking about Skyline Drive. And we're talking about people, 2 million people that go every year. Or this place attracts over 2 million visitors. They go to admire the fall leaves. Okay, that's what they're doing. And we are going to talk about that word from our word bank, admire. Carolyn, what does it mean to admire something?
Well, if you admire something, then you really enjoy it. You think it's beautiful, and perhaps you want to look at it. Maybe you go outside on a clear night to admire the stars. You just look up and enjoy watching them.
Okay, so you can admire things like leaves and stars in the sky. I love admiring the clouds if they're going by really quickly at night. I also use this word to talk about people. When I admire somebody, that means I look up to them. I respect them for some reason. I admire that person.
That's right. So maybe you think they are beautiful, but maybe you think that they have a good heart. Mm-hmm. They are a good person, and you really like them. So you want to let them know that you think that they're a great person.
That's right. Well, we're learning more about these fall leaves and the people that like to admire them. And we continue here. Like most leaf peepers, we left early on a Saturday. That's kind of fun, Carolyn, that she refers to her and her family as leaf peepers.
Yes, so to peep is not a sound here, like a small animal might make a peep, a small bird. But here we're talking about using your eyes. To peep means to take a look at something. And so they are leaf peepers. They are looking at the leaves.
So, looking at the leaves, and everyone else is getting up early on Saturday morning to go look at the leaves as well. Let's take a look at what Steve and Ken have to share with us in the information cloud right now.
Leaf peepers are people who travel some distance to look at and take pictures of fall foliage.
And because of the unusual scenic beauty, I would imagine peepers would want to take their time peeping.
Which means the word peep isn't exactly the best word choice because, according to the dictionary, peep means to take a quick look at something. So why was this word ever chosen to be paired with the word leaf?
One reason could be meaning. Generally, when people peep, they do it because they're curious. And I think curiosity is one reason people spend time and money to go look at colorful leaves.
True, but there's also the issue of sound. When combined with leaf, peep really rolls off the tongue, which means it's easy to say.
Right, both words have the long E sound, leaf. Peep. If we were to choose better verbs that suggest a leisurely look at something, verbs like stare or gaze in place of peep, the phrases become more complicated to pronounce.
They may be more accurate in meaning, but listen. Leaf starers and leaf gazers, These phrases don't quite roll off the tongue like leaf peeper does, do they?
今天的课文讲到在维吉尼亚州到了秋天树叶的颜色转变就有不少的 leaf peepers 出来赏枫叶 leaf peeper 是赏叶人士但仔细的想 peep 这个字好像用的不太对因为 peep 有着偷窥的意思赏叶人士应该是光明正大的去赏枫叶怎么会用 peep 呢如果改用 gaze 凝视或 stare盯着看应该比较贴切吧。这里呢会用 peep 很可能是为了发音的效果。leaf 跟 peep 两个字的母音刚好都是 e 的长音放在一起就很顺口。英文叫做 roll off the tongue, 从舌头上滚下来就是很容易讲很顺口的意思。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks guys, it's always great learning new things with you.Now, continuing on with the article, a long line of cars was already waiting to enter the park. Now, you remember, over 2 million visitors come to this area each year, so it's not surprising that there was already a line of cars waiting when Pauline and her family arrived.
That's right. So they had to wait for a little while, but she says we drove at a leisurely pace and enjoyed the gold, orange, and red leaves.All right, so even before going into this park, there was already a lot to enjoy. On the way, on the road there, they could see these beautiful, different colored leaves.
And that area is very beautiful. We read on, overlooks provided places to take pictures. And an overlook is a great place to stop.And rest, take lots of pictures, and enjoy the view.
And sometimes, when they're making roads, they will make a special place so that you can pull off to the side of the road and take pictures or just enjoy the scenery. Well, we continue here. Around bends, valleys of different shades of colors caught our eyes, or caught our eye. So, let's take a look at a word here from the word bank. It is shade.And when we're talking about colors, maybe a color has many different shades.
That's right. So it might be a light shade of a color or a darker shade. My shirt has many shades of pink.
That's right.
There's light pink and dark pink and hot pink, many different shades. So they had different shades of leaves.
Okay. And of course, these things caught their eye. Let's take a look at that word, caught.If something catches your eye, that means you focus on it. Maybe you're focusing on something else, but then you see it once and you maybe look at it again. It catches your eye and you just want to keep looking at it.
That's right. Well, right now it is time for us to go to the language lab and learn something with Michelle.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 admire 这个动词。admire 在这里是指欣赏或观赏。例如 we stood in front of the waterfall admiring the view. 我们站在瀑布前欣赏美景。admire 也指钦佩或赞赏。例如 the general's character and courage is greatly admired by his colleagues. 这位将军的品格与勇气深受同僚们所敬佩。最后我们看的是 shade 这个名词。shade 是指色彩的浓淡与色度。例如 the designer used different shades of pink on the gown.这位设计师在这件礼服上用了不同深浅的粉红色，或者是 there are over 100 shades of eye color on display， 超过100种的眼影在展示中。Shade 也指阴影，例如 we stood in the shade of the tree， 我们站在树荫下。And keep watching as our lesson continues.
Today we've been enjoying a great article by Pauline about her family's trip to Shenandoah National Park.And while they were there, they enjoyed many different shades of leaves that were changing color. Now, Gabe, have you ever been to a place where the leaves change color?
Yeah, actually, many places in the world where it's not so dry that it's like a desert. Actually, in Taiwan, there are some places where the leaves do change color. But I'd say also Maryland. I spent some time in Maryland, really close to Virginia, right next to Virginia, actually, and the leaves there do change color in the fall. Carolyn, it seems like all up and down the East Coast in America, the leaves do this during the fall.
They do indeed. And it is a beautiful thing to see. If you have time, go somewhere and enjoy the colors changing on the trees. So, we will learn more from Pauline in our next lesson here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.